Amen. Well, it is a privilege to be here again. It is always a privilege to be with God's people. Because God's people are the house of God. So whenever we're with God's people, we are in the house of God. And Jesus said, whenever we gather together in His name, that He is in the midst of us.
Amen.
So, in the course of our life, we make decisions. Every day, you make decisions. Do you believe me? You decide to get out of bed. You decide to go ahead with the activities of your day. Amen. But in the course of our life, we also make other decisions that are very major. At some point in our life, we decide if we're going to follow God or if we're going to follow the world. But it isn't just the one time that you make that decision. Because the devil is always coming against you to try to turn you away from the decision you made. We make major decisions that are going to affect the rest of our life. We decide if we're going to go to school. Actually, in the beginning, somebody decides for us. We decide to take up some kind of work in our life to support ourselves. We decide if we're going to be married and who we will be married to.
Siguro sa mga batanon, imo nang desisyon, imo nang pagpili kung maminyo ba ka o dili o kinsa man ang imong minyo.
And that's a very important decision.
O kana siya nga pagpili, mao kana pinakaimportante nga bahin sa atong kinabuhi.
The Bible says that you should not be unequally yoked.
Ang Biblia klaro nagatukan sa matakos kanato nga dili kita mga sawa o dili magminyo ngadto sa dili pareha nato.
If you're a Christian, born again believer, that means you must marry someone who is a born again believing Christian. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you should marry someone who also is filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible wants us to marry of our own kind. In the course of time, you decide if you're going to yield to the temptation to sin. Will you give in to the flesh, or will you stand by the work of the Spirit? Amen. Let's put this up here where the people can benefit more from it. There we go. My papers will benefit less. Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
it's turning my pages. There we go. Okay. Now, I want to take you to some examples from the Word of God. The first example is Joshua. Now, we know that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, Joshua was a young man. And the Bible says that he came to the tabernacle with Moses, and he did not want to leave the tabernacle. He stayed with the tabernacle. In other words, he sensed that this is where the presence of God was, and he wanted to be where the presence of God was. And we can say that Moses taught him and Moses trained him to be a leader of God's people. And when it came time to go out against the enemies of God, it was Joshua who was leading the people. So, there came a time at the end of 40 years that God took Moses and he took him home. And the Lord told Moses to ordain Joshua to be the leader. So we find after Moses died that Joshua took the children of Israel around Jericho, and we know the story of how the walls of Jericho fell and they captured the first city. So now we have the whole book of Joshua. And in the whole book of Joshua, we find the children of Israel taking possession of the Canaan land. Now we find some verses at the end of Joshua in the 24th chapter, which is the last chapter of Joshua. And Joshua is doing pretty much like Moses did in the book of Deuteronomy. Susama kayo sa gibuhat ni Moses kaysa man ang nagtrain na tumang Joshua. he's calling all the people together and he's saying, look, this is what God has done for you. So he's reviewing all the things that they have done and all the things that God has given to them. Now, we don't know much about Joshua's family. We know nothing about his wife, and we know nothing about who his children are. But he must have had a family. I want to read a few verses from the 24th chapter. And let's go to verse 11. And Joshua is reviewing. This is the word of God now that he is speaking to the people.
Atong basahon kini tungod kay nini higayunan si Josue kauman niya ang iyahang mga katawhan.
Amen. Do you have a Subano Bible?
Naatay Subano nga Biblia din ha?
Why don't yeah, just open it to chapter 24 Joshua.
24 sa Josue.
And start in verse 11, and we'll go a verse at a time. I think Lito's going to read it for us. Yeah, come on up here, Brother Lito. Verse 11. It says, "And you went over Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand." And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword, but nor with your bow. So in other words, we're going to go on. In other words, you didn't do this by your own hand. It was the power of God that did it. And I have given you, verse 13, I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them, of vineyards and olive yards which you planted not, do ye eat.
Pag ako mihatag kaninyo og usa ka yuta nga alang niini kamo wala naghago og mga siyudad nga niini kamo wala bitukod o kamo nagpuyo diha kanila kamo nagkaon gikan sa mga parasan o mga ulibuhan nga wala ninyo gitanom.
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
Verse 14, Busa karon kadloke ang Ginoo og pag-alagad kaniya diha sa pagkamatinud-anon og sa kamatuoran og ipalayo ang mga Dios nga sa inyong mga mahal gilagaran dito dito sa pikas bahin sa baha o sa Egypto o alagarin ninyo ang Ginoo.
And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Ugon kini dautan nga kaninyo ang pagalagad sa Ginoo, pagpili kamo nining adlaw sa kinsa kamo alagad sa Diyos pa nag-alagaran sa inyong mga mahal na dito sa pikas bahin sa paha o sa Diyos sa mga amunon o kalutin sa ngayot at kamo nagpulo apan alang ka na ko o sa akong panimalay kami mo alagad sa Ginoo.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Now the people of course answered and said, yes, we will follow the Lord.
Sa diha magi adunay dako kapaghagit ni Jose ngadto sa mga tawo ha ninyo siya lakon pagalagad pa sa Ginoo dautan ala kaninyo na pagpili kamo ni adlaw o ang mga tawo ninyo panahon na ningon nga moalagad kay sa Dios.
Now you see, Joshua made a proclamation for his family and his house. So to read back before this, we know nothing about Joshua's family. Was he a single man? Did he have children? Well, apparently he did. Because he is saying, my house will serve the Lord. Now, when we are parents, we have children that sometimes want to go another way.
Kita nga mga ginikanan, ay sahay sa ito ang mga kaliwatan sa ito mga bata, na musukuhay siya sa ito ang mga pamaagyo sa pag-alagad sa Ginoo.
They want to bring other gods into your house.
Gusto nga mga bata o ang itong anak o pagkala sa ito panimalay, gusto sila muhimo o muhata o mukutang ulaing Diyos kinabuhi.
I remember, I don't know, 25 years ago or more, 30 years ago. We had teenagers in our house. And we made some decisions about our house. This is why I say marry someone who has agreement with you. We decided we were not going to have a television that brought in all the things from outside. Do you know what happened? Somebody gave us a television. Well, it only worked a little while, then it broke.
Unya,
And then they had the Winter Olympics, which was not very far from where we lived. And we said, okay, we'll watch the Winter Olympics on television. And then the television broke. And we said, no more television. Do you know what happens when you have television? You waste your time. You just sit there and you watch all these, I don't know what they are, sitcoms and what have you. Yeah, well, you know enough about them because you can see them around here sometimes too. Even the news programs are mostly lies.
Bisan pa sa tanan ng mga kaniyang pamantalaan, ang kasagaran ng ibu ihatag ay pakita rin na agad to kayong ni ana akto ang mga pakita mo.
Okay, so that's it. No TV.
Niyamo na ilang decision na nila pili nila nga sige. Wala na television. Wala na.
Well then, the teenagers wanted the world music. You people don't remember the cassettes? The cassette players? You still have them here? Anyway, they went to school and they discovered this rock music. And one of the boys came home with one of these cassettes and he was playing it in his room. So we sat them down. There were three of them. We sat them down. And we said, look, we have enough trouble with demons trying to come into this house. You are not bringing more devils into this house with this music. And I said to the boys, I said, if I find this kind of music on the cassette tapes, I will destroy them. He said, well, this one belongs to the boy at school. So we said, take it back, and if you ever bring another one, be on notice, it will be destroyed. You see, they're going to find out if you really mean what you say. You know, it starts off at this age. Johnny? What did mommy say? You do that one more time and I'm gonna...
na ikaw lang.
He does it again.
Niya giotra po niya.
All mommy does is yell.
Niya mami na po lagi sikita siya.
And they figure it out. Mommy isn't going to do anything. Daddy isn't going to do anything. All they're going to do is make a lot of noise with their mouth. So they try to do whatever they want to do. So this particular boy, a couple days later, he came home with another one of these cassettes of rock or hard rock or acid rock or I don't know, some kind of, they even have Christian rock today. So his mother found it. And I destroyed it. He said, but that belongs to my friend. We told you not to bring it here. I said, everyone you bring here will be destroyed. Now, brethren, I believe that this is the kind of man that Joshua was. I believe that his wife was in agreement with him. So when Joshua made this statement at the end of his life, at the end of the book of Joshua, it is not the first time he made that decision. We know he made the decision as a young man. We know that when him and Caleb were sent to go and spy out the land, we know that he had the faith and the belief that God would give them that land, and he would not be turned away from what the majority of other people were saying.
Nagtuo kita nga si katong duha ka mga batanon aduna sila gayoy igo-igo ka pagtuo nga gani wala nila i abi nang ilahang pagtuo ang ilang pagsulti ngadto sa iyang mga katawhan dili sama sa mga batanon nga gipa espiya usab dito napita.
Caleb was a man very much like Joshua.
Si Caleb usa sab siya ka kanang amigo ni Josue nga susama din siya kina iya ni Josue.
And you know, in order to represent one of the 12 tribes, they had to be a man of some reputation. Okay, let's move on to another person. Let's move on to Ruth. Ruth, a woman. Well, what important decisions could Ruth possibly make that would affect her life and the rest of history? Ruth was a Moabite.
Si Ruth busa siya ka Moabites or babae siyang nagpuyo diha sa Moab.
By the way, do you know what a Moabite is? The Moabite people were actually related to the Hebrew people.
Ang Moabites, duol-duol rin siya isip mga tao ng mga Hebrewano.
You know that Lot was the nephew of Abraham.
Atong himaluan na si Lot, siya ang usana, pakumangko ni Abraham.
And you know that there was a time where Lot and Abraham divided their ways.
Atong himaluan na samtang naguban sila ni si Lot o kaniyang si Abraham, unya aduna silay gipili o aduna silay gibahin nga mao nga ilang gusto nga puy-an.
And here might be another example of a decision. Lot made a decision that he was going to go down towards Sodom. And the Bible says that the Sodomites, the people of Sodom, were extremely wicked men.
Kung atong himaluan nga ang mga tao nga nagpuyo sa Sodom, gitawag nga Sodomites, grabe gayud ka mga lampingasan nga makatawhan.
So wicked that God said he was going to have to destroy all those cities.
Mga tao nga walay pagtagad sa Dios, ug gani gusto sila maghimo ra sa kaugalingon ug ni boto gi sa aras Ginoo nga di ko ganahan ora ko gayud gud-ubon kanang mao nga dapitan.
But you see, Lot made the decision that he was going to go down where these wicked people lived.
Kadto si Lot niabot dito nga pita pero gikan siya sa iyahan pagdesider nga adto siya dito mapuyo.
And when after he and his family fled out of the city, it was only his two daughters that lived and went with him out of the city up into some mountain cave somewhere. And so the two daughters got their father drunk and they became with child from their father. And Moab was one of those two sons that was born to Lot's daughters.
Usa siya sa anak or apo na siguro apo na nilo nga anak sa iya abangan.
Moab and Ammon and the Moabites and the Ammonites were always enemies against God's people.
Mao na nga ang mga gikan sa Moab ug sa Ammon kanuna din siya makikontra sa Dios kay duha anak man sila sa pagpakasala ug sa iyang amahan.
In the days of Ruth, they worshipped other gods.
Sa panahon ni Ruth, nagsimba sila og ilahang Dios or nagsimba sila og mga Dios-Dios.
They probably practiced temple prostitution.
Nagbansay na sila o diya sa ilahang mao nga kanagtigom na sila ay kanapang magsimba sila pero iapin nila itong panghilawas sulod sa simbahan.
They probably practiced sacrificing their babies to the gods of Moloch.
Unya magkakaroon sa ilang mga kabataan niya itong panahon gikan sa ilahang panghilawas sulod sa simbahan. Makaanak sila. Unya mawala sa pagkakot ito nila. Mawala sa pagkakot ito ilang ihalag ganito sa gitawang ilang menig na Diyos.
In other words, her people practiced idolatry.
Sa lain nga pinulungan ang mga tao nining panahon na
let me ask you a question. Do you know that any of your ancestors practiced idolatry? How many of you know that maybe a few generations back your ancestors were Roman Catholic? They practice idolatry. Their churches and cathedrals are full of idols. Their idol of Mary, their idol of Peter, I mean, it's all idolatry. And it's very difficult for people sometimes to come out of this idolatry and come into the kingdom of God. So Naomi was a Hebrew woman living in Bethlehem. With her husband. Her husband was Elimelech. And there was a famine in Israel. So Elimelech made a decision with his family, his two sons and Naomi, they're going to leave the people of God and they're going to go down into the land of Moab. Sounds like a decision similar to what Lot made. To go down and join with the heathen people because it looks like their economy is a little bit better. So what would that be like here for the Philippines? You're going to decide you're going to go live with the Saudi Arabians? You know they don't follow Jesus Christ. So it didn't work out real good for Elimelech. He died when they were down there. Their two sons married Moabite girls. Malan and Chilion were their two sons. And by the way, it's interesting the meaning of their names. Malan means weak and sickly. And Chilion means pining. It means he's depressed and he's got some mental problems. He's always down and I don't know how you'll translate that, but how would you like to have a name like that? Would you name your little boy weak and sickly? Hey, little sick boy. Well, I don't know, maybe they were born that way. You see what's going to happen when you take your children into a heathen place, they're going to marry heathen spouses. So they married Orpah and Ruth. And then the young men died. I don't think this was a good decision of Elimelech to go down into the land of Moab. But you know, the goodness of God is He can redeem the situation. I believe that God saw something in Naomi, and He saw something in Ruth that He said, I'm going to save them from this situation. How many of you have ever been in a bad situation and you know that you were not able to redeem yourself from that situation? But the goodness of God came along and He gave you an opportunity. And it's like God is saying, look, I can get you out of this situation, but you're going to have to make a decision and you're going to have to obey me. Amen. Don't try to make your own decision your way and make it worse. So one day the word came to Naomi. Things are not so bad back in Israel. I'm an old woman. What am I doing down here in the land of Moab? I need to go back where God's people are. I don't belong here. Why am I here? So she said, I'm going back home. So she was ready, I'm sure, to join a caravan of people that were going to travel back up to Israel. And her daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth said, we will follow you. So what we've got here now is three widows.
siyempre nabalo na iyang tangan. Kunya sila pong duha mga babae, nabalo na sa. So, nag-uba na ang puros mga balo.
Three widows.
Ang tulog ka mga balo.
Amen. How many of you know God has special care for widows? A widow whose husband has died. If she has young children, God gives special care for that family. So God is ready to redeem the widow Naomi.
Mauna nga ang Diyos, andam na siya nga mo, luwas sa iya, niyato nga mga balo nga si Naomi siya.
So her daughters began to follow her. Mauna her daughters-in-law, I mean.
Ang iyahang mga umagal, ng mga babae, ng mga balo usap, ni mandam na sa pagkagalingon kay muuban sa iyahang balo nga ugangan.
And Naomi turned to them and said, look, this is my problem. This is not your problem. I'm going back to my home. Your home is here in Moab. Your people practice idolatry. They don't believe in the same God that I believe in. Go back to your people. Go back to your gods. So that means two young women have to make a decision. How easy would it be to persuade you? Look, you don't want to follow me. Look, go back to your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your nieces and your nephews. Have a good time. You'll find another husband. Go on back. Orpah said, okay. I don't know why she said okay. Maybe her father promised her, hey, look, I'll take care of you. You know, I got a nice house I'll give you. I'll find you a nice husband among one of the Moabite men. You know, don't, yeah, you come back with us. Yeah, we'll have a nice party. We'll have a roast pig. Coca-Cola.
Pepsi-Cola.
Mangoes, yeah.
Manga.
Yeah, all your brothers are going to be there. So in other words, you can choose your family or you can choose God. Now Ruth had to make the same choice. She had to make a decision. I think something in Ruth, she was absolutely sick and tired of the wickedness of what her people were doing. She was sick of the wicked men that were coming after her. She was sick of those idols and those burning things in front of those idols that were, she heard from Naomi about the true God. Naomi told her about the God that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. The things of the Passover and how they put the blood on the door and across the door. The God that parted, amen, the Red Sea and that opened up the Jordan.
Ang Dios nga nagpika sa pulang dagat o nga ni abliyan pa ang Jordan o ni yoga pa ang suba sa Jordan.
See, something in Ruth said, I want that God.
Amen.
Naas kasing-kasi ni Ruth, nayon siya, na gusto ko sa Dios, kasama niya ng inyong Dios, ako ugangan na babae.
But Naomi tried to turn her back. She said, no, 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 don't do this unless you really mean it.
Ngayon si, maunang ngayon si Naomi, siya nga, tayo pa, mura ko ka kasabot yun.
Look, I cannot guarantee you I'll get you a husband. I can't guarantee that. I know I'm too old to have any more sons. And if I had a husband today and had another son, you'd be too old by the time he grew up. What did Ruth say? I'll take my chance anyway. What you've got is better than what I'm going to leave behind. Let me see. Now, this is Naomi, this is verse 11. She tells them to turn and go back. So they wept and they cried, and Orpah went back. All those tears, she still went back. But Ruth did not go back. Naomi said, your sister-in-law has gone back. Why don't you go back?
Naomi,
Now I'm going to read from verse 16.
Sa kapitulo 1, versikulo 16.
Chapter 1 of Ruth.
Sa kapitulo 1.
Verse 16.
16.
And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." Is that what a young lady should say when her husband asks, "Will you marry me?"
Ah, mau ba naigi sunti or mau ba naigi pakigsaat sa usapa ka balangitan balikan tong ilang pagkabatanon mau ba naigi sulti sa ilang kaminyoon kato si Rob.
Okay, let's go on. In other words, where you live, I will live. Your people will become my people. Your God will be my God.
Insya ko, ugangan kung asa ka man magpuyo, ako sa magpuyo, kung sa katawhan, ako sa katawhan, kung kinsa ni mong Dios, mausab ang akong Dios.
Verse 17.
Versikulo 17.
Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee from me.
17. Din ikaw mamatay, ako matay. Kung dito ako lubong, ang Ginoo mohimo sa ingon nga rekan ako, kung labaw pa sa kung aduna man, kamatay naman ang ular kanimo o kanako.
Now, this, you can give it to, this is the decision that you must make if you're going to follow God. You're going to follow Jesus. You're going to follow the kingdom of God. You're going to follow the word of God. And nothing but death will turn me away from following. None of my ambitions, none of the things I want to do in life before I die, none of this will turn me away from the decision I have made. So when Naomi discovered that Ruth was not going to go back, she said, "Okay, come with me." Now remember, God has to redeem Naomi also.
Ato binumduman nga ang Dios gusto siya nga muluwas ni Naomi usa.
The Hebrew name Naomi means pleasant.
Ang Naomi ang kahulugan niya na sa Hebrewano is guapa.
Here's a woman whose name means pleasant.
Kanibang pleasant. Kanibang
happy, joyful, happy, joyful woman.
Yeah.
So when she came back home to her hometown, the people said, "Who is this?"
Mao na nga sa dihang nga nakaabot na siya sa iyang sa ilang lugar. Di ko na mga tao to, kit sa mani.
Is this pleasant, happy?
Maura magyapon kini siya, malipayon baka gyapon kini bayhana?
She said, "No. My name is Mara. I am bitter."
Unya ningon siya nga dili nako katong pleasant katong nome. Ako ngalan nakaron si Mara, buti pasabot nini. Pait.
God has given me a hard time.
Tungod kay arang gyud kayo gipitol kayo ko sa Ginoo sa akong kinabuhi.
He took my husband.
Iyang gi ikuha gikan kanako ang akong kinalanggang bana.
He took my sons.
Ako sa mga pinalanggang mga anak na lalaki.
I have no grandchildren.
Wala ko gani apo.
The name of my husband and me, it's going to die.
Ang alam sa akong ama, sa akong bana o bisan pang anak-anako, kinahanglan na ni siya mamatay na.
So now we have a happy woman who became a bitter, angry woman.
Karon gikan sa niabot nga dumay malumpayong nga babae gikan sa pagka pait nga pagka babae.
Can God make her again into a pleasant woman?
Unya bisan pa mao'y pagitabo sa iyang kinabuhi nga ingon siya pait na siya pero ang Ginoo gibalik siya ug katapis pa usa.
So they didn't have any food, so Ruth went out into the fields to glean what the harvesters dropped on the ground. And Boaz was the owner of the field.
Siya ang nagpaanin na ito higayon na nagliha si Ruth sa naghagdaw.
Boaz was an older, single man.
Si Boaz, usa siya kaulitaw na buwan.
He'd been many years, no wife.
Naghang mga kaligan ilabay si kinabuhi na wala siya mga kapla at umiyahang wapang nasawa.
You know what?
Sabi niyo mo sa unsa?
The Jewish people say in their tradition that they believe that Boaz was 80 years old. And that Ruth was about 40. So you see, Naomi was an old woman too. Ruth came home with her grain. Oh, where did you go, Ruth? The man's name is Boaz. Oh. Yes. Yes, he's my husband's cousin.
Oh,
he's a near kinsman. You know, like an uncle. Maybe he was uncle to her sons. So she gave Ruth instructions. Don't go anywhere else. Go only to his field.
Sa iyahan sa ihang yuta.
And Boaz noticed, who's that new woman over there? She doesn't live here. Oh, Boaz, don't you know? Naomi brought her back from the land of Moab. She was married to one of Naomi's sons. Didn't you know that? Yeah, but she's a widow and she has no children. Oh. Listen, you young man, you leave her alone. Don't you give her a hard time. I want everybody to protect her. See that nobody does her any harm. So finally it came harvest time. And Naomi said to Ruth, okay, it's a special day. It's the end of the harvest. Everybody's going to be having a good time, having a big feast. No roast pig though, because it's these are the Hebrews. They don't have roast pig.
Okay.
So here's what you do, Ruth. Take a nice bath, put on nice clean clothes. Fix your hair. Everything smells nice. Okay. Now, be careful. Nobody should find you there after dark. But he's going to stay all night watching over the grain. Boaz, he's going to stay all night at the floor. So here's what you do. She gave instructions. Now, will Ruth make a decision to obey her old mother-in-law? Yes, Naomi is old, but she's wise, and she knows how these things work. So when the sun went down, Boaz laid down by the grain.
Yeah,
He took his mantle and he covered himself up. Ruth came very quiet. She found him asleep. She went to his feet, uncovered his feet, and she laid there by his feet. Very quiet, fall asleep at his feet. Nothing unclean. Just his feet. Well, in the middle of the night, he woke up. Now, wouldn't you, if you wake up in the night and you know there's nobody there, but you feel something warm at your feet? And it's very dark. But your feet tell you it must be a woman. Who's there? Who's at my feet? Who are you? What are you doing at my feet? Sir, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Oh, you're Ruth. Yes. Oh, I know what this is all about. Oh, yes, I know. I know. Naomi sent you here. I know. And I know that I'm the near kinsman. And by the Jewish law, the near kinsman has to take you for his wife. Okay, here's a big bag full of grain to take home to Naomi. And I will do what I have to do. Trust me. So you see, Boaz also had to make a decision. Would he do the right thing or would he fail to do the right thing? So the next morning, Boaz went down to the city council. That's the gate of the city, you know. They call it the gate. And they called the men together. And Boaz said, "Well, we have a matter of business to take up this morning." Ruth, the daughter-in-law of Naomi, my cousin,
Nasi Naomi. asawa sa parinta sa ako igagaw nga sinumi.
Our tradition says that she must have a husband.
Unya ang atong mao nga buhaton, tradisyon nato nga kinahanglan makapatong siya og bana.
So this fellow over here, you're actually the older one in the family. You have the first choice. What are you going to do about it, sir? Oh, you're turning her down? He passed the shoe around. Okay, the deal is done. She's mine. A little different marriage tradition. They didn't have to go down to the town clerk and sign the papers. They passed the shoe around.
Ruth was a shoe-in candidate.
A shoe-in. Yeah. Okay, now I want to ask you a question. An older man of Israel. Israel didn't always like the people from these other nations, did they? They were their enemies. I mean, their enemies had done bad things to them. The Moabites were not nice people. Maybe that would be like asking you in 1948 or 49, would you marry a Japanese? You see, they'd been your enemies. So why would Boaz, an older, well-respected man of Israel, of Bethlehem, why would he marry a woman from another foreign country, people that did not serve God? Why would he do that? Why would he overlook that and say, I'll take her, she says that she wants our God? Oh, Rahab is his mother. Did you know that? Now, do you know who Rahab is? Tell me, who is Rahab? His mother was Rahab the harlot from Jericho.
Yes, yes.
And she hid the spies in her house.
ato na unta katong ipaispiyan na to sa Utah Sahar, iyan gi taguan ang mga diplomano sa iyang pangmalay.
And when the walls of Jericho fell because she agreed to follow God, her house and her family were the only ones that were spared. And she married an Israel man named Salmon. And Boaz was their son. And Boaz was the father of Obed. And Obed was the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of King David. So you see, if there was no Ruth and no Boaz, and if they had not made the right decisions, there would not have been a man named David to be a man after God's heart. I say this to you. Make the right decisions. You never know what God has in mind for you. But it restored Naomi also. Naomi took the new baby. And she began to nurse the new baby, an 80-year-old woman. You see, God changed her body, He changed her chemistry, He changed her spirit, her soul. Well, God bless you.
Very nice.
Amen.
Very nice.